Welcome to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. On today's show, we have a special guest. It's Westmoreland County District Attorney Nicole Zeccarelli. Welcome.
Thank you, Jennifer. It's lovely to be here.
We're very excited to have you on the show today. This is our first time interviewing you as district attorney. So let's start off talking about you. For people who may not know you, tell us a little bit about where you grew up and where you went to school.
Well, I grew up in McKeesport, Pennsylvania, in the Mon Valley. I'm a very proud graduate of 1999 at McKeesport Area High School. And then I went on to Penn State University and Penn State Law School.
Wow. Okay. And when you were looking at colleges, was Penn State, that was your number one wish? That's where you wanted to go?
Well, now when I look back, I'm so grateful that I went to Penn State, but I was kind of looking all over the place. And my dad did a genius thing. He said, well, I'm going to take a week off of work and we're going to drive to all of these universities that you're interested in. And you're going to do most of the driving because we'll try to get you back when we can. But I mean, he knew what he was doing. He wanted me to end up very close to home. So we went all over the place, and we went to the University of Virginia, and then we went down to the Research Triangle and Wake Forest and UNC and UNCW, and went all over the place, James Madison, and did a really big tour down south and then back up to the north. And I remember saying, I think that UNC looks like Penn State, but I like Penn State better. And once I realized I could get back and forth so easily and really felt at home there, when I went to visit, I knew it was the right place for me.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And then, you know, law school, that is, you know, that's a big step when you're what, 21 years old, trying to decide what you're going to do. And did you just felt something in your heart? That's where you wanted to go.
Well, this is a very interesting story. I'm surprised you're asking me this, but no one has ever asked me before, really, in an interview setting. I was the student trustee on the Pennsylvania Board of Trustees at the time when I was a senior at Penn State undergrad. So what that is every 3 years, the governor appoints a student to sit on the Board of Trustees at the main campus for the whole university. And they have full voting rights and everything that goes along with that. So I was selected by Governor Schweiker and his general counsel to serve on the Board of Trustees. And I was very strongly encouraged to apply to one law school, and that was Penn State Dickinson School of Law, and that's where I ended up going. So I could fulfill my 3-year term. So I served my first year on the Board of Trustees as an undergraduate, as a senior, and fulfilled my next 2 years at Penn State Dickinson School of Law.
Isn't that interesting? How wonderful. I mean, what a special experience to be 20, 21 years old and have full voting rights on a Board of Trustees. That's a lot of pressure.
Well, it was unbelievable. And at the time, we were voting on whether or not we should have a dual campus for Penn State Law and Penn State Dickinson School of Law. So it was a lot of pressure at that time. You know, here I was as a student at the law school and was voting on whether or not we should have a dual campus, one at University, you know, Park, and one still in Dickinson. So what I did was I got out of Dodge and I went to London and I studied abroad for a semester during that time period. And I loved it. And I got an international comparative certificate from the University of London School of Law. And I lived in Bloomsbury for a semester. And it was a wonderful experience in my life. And I'm so grateful for it. And when I came back, it parlayed into me becoming a legal research fellow at the U.S.-China Economic and Security Review Commission in Washington, D.C. And at the time, Fred Thompson was on that commission. I don't know if you remember the senator, but he said to me, Nicole, why do I get a feeling that the reason we're having all of these Penn State professors and deans testifying before our commission is because of you? And I had so many Penn Staters come and testify before the commission. And previously, I think it was, you know, a lot of Ivy League professors and deans that were coming in, but we had a whole slew of Penn Staters that came in during that time frame, and Senator Thompson was keen enough to figure that out.
That is such an interesting story, getting to study in London and then coming back and finishing law school. And then tell us a little bit about your career leading up to district attorney.
I had so many wonderful opportunities, and I'm so grateful for everyone who helped me, you know, in my course of study and then in my course of different career paths. But I had the opportunity also to clerk as a summer law clerk for Justice Caffey, who was the previous Pennsylvania Supreme Court Chief Justice. So I got to do that during a summer. I also got to clerk for Steve DiPalla in the District Attorney's Office in Allegheny County, and I was in the Crimes Persons Unit with some really wonderful people that you would recognize if I went through the list, and they were wonderful mentors to me. And then I got to clerk for Bobby Del Greco at Dickey McCamey and Chillcote, and had a wonderful time doing that as well, doing more criminal defense work. And from there, you know, I met my husband in typical Pittsburgh fashion on the north side at a Super Bowl party. And he was from New Kensington. So when we got married, I moved from Allegheny County to New Kensington and had a wonderful opportunity to clerk for Judge Christian Scheer in the Westmoreland County Court of Common Pleas. And that was wonderful for me because I didn't know anyone in Westmoreland County. My whole life was Allegheny County. And I got to clerk for him and had my son, Franco, who is now 12. My twins are 10, Melina and Valentina. Then I hung my own shingle and had my own practice. I had one more. Her name is Donatella, and we should have called her Achilles because she's our she's our weak spot. She's the typical baby in the family. And then I had my own practice before running for office.
Wow. That's amazing that you were able to balance career and family like that. And, you know, spent many years in private practice. And now that you're district attorney, I see that you wear pins. So you got to tell us the story about these pins.
Well, you know, coming into this office, my predecessor had been here as the DA for 27 years. So I knew that me just walking in on day one was going to be a big change for the office. And I really wanted to soften that blow for everyone. I wanted to make sure that everyone felt a part of the team. And so I commissioned a new logo for the office, and we wear it on our lapels every day. And everybody wears it, from our support staff to our victim witness coordinator and her staff to all of our attorneys and all of our detectives. And what happened on day one was I had a staff meeting at 8:30 in the morning. And I said, listen, if you're looking back at me today, you have made a personal and professional decision to be on this team, and I welcome you. And all of your letters of reappointment are on your desk when you go back up to the office. I've commissioned this logo because we're a team. And today, when we walk out of this door, we walk out as a team. And that is exactly what these pins did. They unified us. And I had seals made for the office, and they're all over the place in our conference rooms, in our open meeting spaces. Even when you walk down the hall to come to the district attorney's office, you know where you're going. The seal is waiting for you. And we know that it's a difficult time in a lot of people's lives when they come to the DA's office, but yes, we're a welcoming space, and we're united together as a team to protect our victims and to prosecute crimes and pursue justice.
Wow. And that was well received, I'm sure, by people, you know, creating that team atmosphere.
Well, I certainly hope so. And I, a year, a little over a year into it, it feels that way. It really feels that way, and fills my heart with joy as a leader when I see people wearing their pins with pride.
Wonderful. Wonderful. So only a little more than a year in, and you're already appointed to the board of Pennsylvania District Attorneys Institute, the PDAI. So can you tell us what that is? And then you can talk about what your role in it is.
Well, there are two separate executive boards for the Pennsylvania District Attorneys Association. You start off, if you're so honored and blessed to be asked to become a part of the executive leadership team, on the Institute board. And the Institute really coordinates and conducts all of the continuing legal education for prosecutors across the Commonwealth. And then throughout time, you know, if you're so blessed and honored to then become a part of the association's board, that's down the road. So I feel really humbled that I was asked in, you know, basically after my first year in office to serve. And it's a wonderful platform to represent Westmoreland County across the Commonwealth. So I'm really looking forward to it. It's a wonderful group of people, and I really enjoy my time learning from other colleagues and learning best practices across the Commonwealth.
Oh, sure. I would imagine that that becomes very helpful to have a group of peers, particularly as you're entering into new laws, new legal landscapes with technology, identity theft, things like that. You know, to be able to rely on your colleagues, I think is probably very, very important to be able to do that. So these Pennsylvania District Attorney, do you meet in person? Do you meet regularly, or how does that work?
We do. We meet specifically twice a year. We have a winter meeting and a summer meeting. But then now, as I am on the executive board of PDAI, there are two additional meetings, one in the spring and one in the fall. And we come together to talk about what's happening in our counties, how we can make a difference, and also what kind of legislation that we think would help in the pursuit of justice to help our offices as we move forward. And that's exciting to me because that's change, that's progress. And
Absolutely.
maybe there's one thing I could tell you. I'm always looking for best practices, and I'm not afraid to say if I want to learn something new or there's something that I'm not sure about. And one of the first things that I did after I spent about 3 months in office, and then I kind of took a tour of the Commonwealth to five different district attorney's offices that I wanted to learn from. So we went out to Bucks County, where Matt Weintraub is the DA, and he has wonderful relationships with police and law enforcement. I wanted to learn from him there. We went to Montgomery County to visit Kevin Steele, who is the DA there, who, by the way, I met as an undergrad at Penn State University on a bus going to Beaver Stadium. I will never forget it. He turned around and introduced himself to me, and we talked for a couple of minutes and went to the game. And months later, he's on the news prosecuting Bill Cosby. And I thought, oh my gosh, that's the gentleman I just met. Now, all these years later, he's the president of the Pennsylvania District Attorneys Association, a friend of mine, a colleague of mine, and has invited me to be on PDAI. So put all of that together. So we went to visit Montgomery County because they're the just really a gold standard, I feel, in prosecution of the law. We went to visit Cumberland County because they have the most incredible forensics lab, in my opinion, in the Commonwealth. It is unbelievable, and it was amazing to see the technology that they're using and the way they apply for PCCD grants is unbelievable. So we learned a lot there. I went to Lebanon County because I wanted to visit a county where there was another woman DA. For me, 247 years in Westmoreland County, there's never been a woman that has served as the district attorney. And I always say the best part is I'm qualified, So I wanted to go and visit my friend Pierre out there and see how she was doing things. And I want to make sure I remember everywhere we went. Oh, we went to York County because my friend Dave Sunday has the most incredible law enforcement center. It's a fusion center, which is a vision of mine in the future here for Westmoreland County. But he has brought together law enforcement statewide, also local law enforcement, federal law enforcement, and they're all under one roof in York County, and they work together, and it is amazing. This fusion center is a deconfliction center of the ages. And so we wanted to go there and visit that. And then we came back, and my leadership team, my first assistant, and my chief county detective, and we sat down and said, now, what did we learn from all of that? And how can we apply it to Westmoreland County? We want to move forward. We want to always be changing and progressing forward in a positive way, and have implemented a lot of things that we learned during that visit.
Wow, that is so interesting that you went sort of on a road tour to go see best practices and what's happening. And I mean, that really only benefits Westmoreland County to be able to see what's out there and what you can bring here. This is a
Correct.
wonderful conversation I'm having today with Westmoreland County District Attorney Nicole Zicarelli. She's talking with us today all about her role, her education, and what she's doing in the district attorney's office. When we come back, she's going to talk a little bit about her mentors and what advice she has for young people who want to go into law enforcement. You're listening to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy, having a wonderful conversation today with Westmoreland County District Attorney Nicole Zicarelli. What a wonderful story that you have. Growing up in McKeesport, educated in both undergrad and law school at Penn State, studied abroad, clerked for many notable judges, opened your own law practice, married, four children, and now Westmoreland County District Attorney. Seems like you've accomplished a lot in your young life. And I would imagine that that has a lot to do with the kind of mentors you had. So would you mind talking about a few of your mentors and the kinds of impacts they've had on you?
Sure, I would love to talk about them because they are a big part of the reason that I am where I am today. I'll start out with, I mentioned before being on the Board of Trustees at Penn State University, and at that time, I got to meet a wonderful human being who really took me under his wing. And everyone, I think, in the Pittsburgh area knows Eaton Park Hospitality Group. I had the opportunity to be Jim Broadhurst's executive intern for a summer. And he said to me, Nicole, I'm going to teach you everything you need to know about the Penn State budget because I want you to be learned when you come to the table and when we have conversations. And that's exactly what he did. He took me under his wing for a summer, and I had the most amazing time at Eaton Park Hospitality Group and got to learn the budget at Penn State inside and out. And I was learned by the time I went to the table. And I learned so much from him just overall as a leader. And I thought, looking back, I was probably, 19, 20 years old at the time and had the opportunity to work with such a captain of industry. And I hope that I took it in at the time. But looking back, I'm so grateful for it. And he and Susie Broadhurst are very dear friends of mine to this day and support me to this day. And so that was a huge role model for me when I was young. And then moving on, I had a great opportunity to work with Bobby Del Greco for years. And to me, he's the best, criminal defense attorney that there is in the Western Pennsylvania area. And just such a humble person and knows so much about the law, but is remarkable that he's as humble as he is. And what I will say about him was every day he would send me, first thing in the morning, a word of the day. And we would try to use it all day long. So to this day, when we find a really interesting word, we text each other and then we try to use it when we talk to each other. So my most recent word was alacrity, and it means to move freely and spiritedly and, with vigor and all those things. And so I've been using it quite a lot. And I say, I think that I walk into my office every day with alacrity, and I love what I do, and I try to bring that energy. So that was our most recent word, but he is a tremendous influence to me to this day. And then also, I had an opportunity when I came to Westmoreland County to clerk for Judge Christian Scheer. And he really molded the way that I take in a case, how I look at things, how I process legally, step by step by step. And I noticed myself doing it every day. And I learned that from him. He's quite brilliant. And the way he looks at an issue is with, such focus. And he taught me a lot of that. And I take that on every day and I'm grateful for it. So I would say those are probably three out of many mentors, but three really that I think people locally would know. And I'm very grateful for all of them and for their families. And they're all very close and near and dear to my heart and to my family's heart.
Yeah, I mean Chris Scheer, and he had a lead up. He had worked in the courthouse. I believe was he the sheriff before he was a judge, and so that probably gave you some perspective, and so he can see things from different angles. And I bet that's really good to have those kinds of role models, those kinds of mentors. So is that one of your pieces of advice for young people who want to go into law enforcement? Should they have a mentor? And what else would you tell people who want to go into law enforcement?
First of all, law enforcement, we're the good guys, and we need more good guys and good ladies to step up and join our flock. I would say if someone's interested, go into it. It's a wonderful place for you to have a career. And yes, you should always have mentors. And that's one of the things that I think all of my mentors taught me was always be ready to help somebody else. Always be ready to mentor someone else and be there for other people. And I notice even in my career, if you really look at people that I hire all different types of people, but I really try to be there for women, especially young moms. It's really important. There is room, at the table in your career to be a young mother and still juggle all of those things. And I was blessed to have mentors who allowed me to have that space as well and be able to grow my family, but still practice law. And so I think it's critically important that when you arrive somewhere, you always have to take stock of how you got there and then make sure that you do that for other people. Because there are a lot of people that are talented and ready to come to the table. They just need somebody to open the door. And I remember one of my mentors said to me, you know, everybody has someone help them open that door, but you're the only one who stays in the room and stays at the table because of your hard work and your dedication. And you always have to be willing to learn. You can never be afraid to say you don't know something. And you have to come genuinely to work hard and do the work that you were called to do.
Wonderful. So let's talk about Crime Watch. We've been hearing a lot about that. It's a strategic initiative designed to help Westmoreland County residents. What is it and how can people get involved?
That was one of those things that I learned about on our tour. In Bucks County, they have a wonderful Crime Watch page. And what it does is it directly communicates with the residents of Westmoreland County. So anytime something's happening here, we can let them know directly. It doesn't have to go through a third party. We can get our message directly to people. And I encourage everyone to download our Crime Watch app, go onto our Facebook page. It's the first time that this office has ever had some type of a social media presence. And if you look at it, you know, I have a new public information officer with Melanie Jones, and what a tremendous asset she's been to our team. And she is constantly churning out information and reaching the residents directly. And so I think it's just a wonderful resource and tool for everyone. If we have some kind of emergency in the county, we can get that out right away. If there's a traffic accident on Route 30 that's going to stop everyone up for hours, we can let them know, go an alternative way. You know, it's things like that. If we're looking for someone in particular, and we also communicate what outcomes are on our cases or what my opinion is on something, we are transparent. We want everyone to know what we're doing. And our attorneys work so hard. Our detectives work so hard. Everyone in our office works so hard. And I think that that has to be expressed to the people of Westmoreland County so that they know not only what their chief law enforcement officer is doing every day, but what the whole team is doing, because their work is so critically important to keeping us safe.
Another initiative that you worked on is called Handle with Care. Do you mind telling us about that?
I would love to tell you about it. This is very near and dear to my heart. You know, my mother was the assistant executive director for all early childhood and family services at the Allegheny Intermediate Unit, and she has recently retired, but this was really her initiative in Allegheny County, and I consider her a guru for Handle with Care. It really addresses childhood trauma. So for me, I think a big part of what we do is not just prosecuting crime, but how can we prevent crime? We know the better the start, the better the finish for our children. And what's best for kids and families is to have positive interactions with adults and law enforcement and the school districts. So what we did was we piloted a program and we worked with Allegheny County and we said, you already have a Handle with Care program in the Highland School District. Is there any way that you could talk to RK Mellon and see if they would let you come across the Tarentum Bridge into the new Kensington Arnold School District? And after several months, through the gracious help of RK Mellon, we were able to pilot a program that has been up and running for about 4 months now in the new Kensington Arnold School District. And it is such a simple program, Jen. A law enforcement officer sees a child who has experienced a trauma. It doesn't have to be a shooting. It doesn't have to be something violent. It could be maybe grandma is the primary caregiver for a child and grandma had a heart attack. Well, EMS came, they had to do paddles. Grandma's okay, but the child still experienced a trauma. The law enforcement officer can recognize that. They scan a QR code and they pull down a drop-down menu and they let the school know that this particular child experienced a trauma the night before. And then the app asks them, is there a food insufficiency at the house? Do they have proper clothing and care? Doesn't rise to the level necessarily of a child line, but the child needs to be handled with care. The next morning, the school district is already sprung into action. They are ready to handle that child with care. It's not a disciplinary problem if the child falls asleep, doesn't want to take a test, or throws their book bag down on the ground. They just need to be handled with care. And if at the end of the day, they go home and their refrigerator that was empty is now full of food, they know that that law enforcement officer was there that morning and miraculously they have food. It builds those relationships in the community that are critically important for all of our safety and security. And it reinforces the fact that law enforcement's here to help. We're the good guys, and we can help you.
Wow, what a great initiative. And I know you're working on grants too. Can you share maybe one that, that we've been awarded and that you want people to know about?
Yes, we actually were just awarded through PCCD a law enforcement grant of very near to $500,000. And we're so excited about that. I have to give credit where credit is due always. And my chief county detective, Ron Zona, actually wrote that grant. First time he ever wrote a grant in his life.
Nice. Okay.
Yes, and he did tremendous on it. We got $500,000. So we're excited for it. And now on the support side, I was able to create a position for a grant writer in our office who is going to be able to do all of the back end work that goes into maintaining the grant. And Brooke Davis is her name, and she just joined our team and has really come on board and is doing tremendously well. And we're thrilled about it because through this grant, we are going to be able to launch our own cell lab. And it's an electronic lab, basically, where right now our only opportunity is to either hire outside private counsel to do that, or to go to the Pennsylvania State Police or the Attorney General's office. All fantastic avenues, but I'm just of the opinion that it would be wonderful for us to have our own lab because they're so overwhelmed and overburdened by everybody else that it would be great if we could have our own technician, our own lab where we can download computers and phones that are critically important to every investigation and can truly save lives. And we're going to be able to do that through this grant that we were just awarded.
Wow. Okay. So I'm glad you said that because when I heard cell lab, I wasn't sure if it was like a sort of biology, but you're saying this is like a technology lab where
Yeah.
it's sort of a electronic forensics in a way.
It's exactly that. It's an electronic forensic lab, and we are going to be able to have it here in Westmoreland County. And what a feather in our cap that we will be able to help our local law enforcement agencies directly right here in Westmoreland County instead of having to outsource. And I think it will be just a tremendous asset for us moving forward. Cell phones and computers, Jen, are critically important in almost every single investigation. So to be able to do it in-house is going to be a game changer for us and hopefully help us solve crime a lot faster.
How long does something like that take to get up and running? A year, 2 years?
Well, we're hopeful that it's going to be a lot less than that. We
Okay.
have submitted all of our quotes and our estimates to PCCD, and we just have to wait for the green light, and we'll be able to start to purchase these critically important products and investigative tools and hopefully hire someone that has experience to run that lab.
So, what's the best way for people to learn more about these initiatives? How can they stay connected?
Well, as I said before, I think that it would be wonderful if people are listening. Please go to Crime Watch of Westmoreland County, download the app. You'll get alerts about things that are happening. You can turn the alerts off if you just want to check it at your leisure, but also follow our Facebook page and you can reach out to us anytime.
And this is, this is just sort of a taste of what's to come. I have a feeling you have some other grants in the hopper.
We do. We have some other ideas and initiatives and we're excited to get them off the ground. One of the first things I asked our grant writer to do was look into, how often this office went after grants in the past. And truly, it just wasn't, it wasn't part of the plan. And that's not a criticism, but it's something that I talked a lot about when I was running for this office. And I'm so thrilled that in our first year, we were able to secure $500,000. And we're just going to keep going from there because we are going to be the gold standard in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. And I cannot wait to be a part of that. We are already a part of it now. It's a tremendous team here in the DA's office. And I'm very grateful to the people of Westmoreland County that they trust me with this role. And I hope that I'm making them proud every day.
Westmoreland County District Attorney Nicole Zicarelli on the line today on Westmoreland Community Connections. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
You're listening to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. If you have an idea for a guest on the show, please reach out to the station. We'd love to hear from you. We air every Sunday at 7 a.m. and 11 p.m. on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. Thanks for listening.